The night air from the open window brought a wild crispness in. The smell of evergreens and smoke, and something indefinable. The promise of freedom. He was still pawing at the pots and bottles on her vanity, his back bent slightly so he could reach them. He hadn't put his coat back on, and the shirt he was wearing had seen better days. The material was worn thin between his powerful shoulders. Really, where did the man buy his shirts? They obviously weren't made for him, and with shoulders like that, they needed to be. He probably tore through the backs of them with regularity. Elva gave a little internal shiver at that image. Actually, she was quite warm, despite the chill from the window. Any minute now, she'd ask him to leave. Any minute now, she'd stop watching him. Noticing how small the perfume bottle looked in his hand, letting her eyes caress the line of his back. Why did he have to leave? She almost gasped at the thought. It was shocking in its clarity. The first gulp of cold water on a hot day. Quickly, she recited all the usual reasons. She didn't get involved with men. Look at what happened the last time.